The Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. We say that at every Mass and every liturgical season. High weekday Masses, funeral Masses, we always say the Lamb of God or sing the Lamb of God. Well, why is it in the liturgy? What's the connection? Well, this is where the exact line comes from. You heard it today. The Lamb of God, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He is the one of whom I said. To understand the Lamb of God and what it means to us, you got to go back thousands of years to the time of Moses. The Israelites were in captivity. God had been sending plagues upon the Egyptians and Pharaoh, trying to get Pharaoh to change his mind and let his people go. But Pharaoh was remaining stubborn, so now the final and worst plague was going to come. The angel of death was to fly to Egypt and kill all the firstborn. But to spare the Israelites, God said to Moses, tell the people to do this, take a lamb, every household take a lamb, kill the lamb. Take the blood of the lamb and smear it on the doorposts of your house. Then roast the lamb and eat it. And on that night, the angel of death came. For every household that did that, it passed over the homes of the Israelites. And they were spared death that night. That's where Passover comes from. That's what the Jews celebrate when they celebrate Passover. It's the passing over of the angel of death. But it's the blood of the lamb on the posts. That's what we have to think about. That blood was shed, and the people were told to consume that lamb inside while this was happening. So, thousands of years after that, Isaiah the prophet is given a prophecy, which we heard in today's first reading. By the way, Mrs. Mercer, very lovely read, excellent looking. And from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah takes up that theme on the Passover, and this time he talks about a person. He calls him the suffering servant, who's going to take upon himself the guilt of the nations and also die upon a cross. That's in the prophet Isaiah. John the Baptist sees the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy in Jesus himself. For just as a lamb was slain to protect the Israelites for one day, Jesus, as the Lamb of God, will have his blood shed for the salvation of all people who put their faith in him. And just as the Israelites were told to consume that lamb, we receive the Lord in our Eucharist. So we emulate the Passover, but on a much grander scale, every time we celebrate Mass. Because we celebrate God forgiving our sins by the blood he shed on that cross. And we celebrate Jesus coming into our lives when we take the Eucharist. So in the future, when we sing the Lamb of God or say the Lamb of God, it's not just something we say. It's deeply, deeply connected to how Jesus forgives our sins so that by that we get eternal life.